Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, Margaret Brayton, Lou Merrill, and our happy postman. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that gives you so much more for so little more that it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Yes, Maxwell House, expertly blended and radiant roasted for rich, mellow, extra flavor. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Well, as we look in at the Burns home today, we find George engrossed in the morning newspaper.
Why don't you read the paper out loud, George, so I can discuss world affairs and current events with you?
You discuss world affairs?
Yes.
Gracie, there's only one thing in this paper that would interest you. They've got a hat sale at the May Company.
Well, for your information, Mr. Smarty, I would much rather sit here and discuss Russia or the political situation than go to that hat sale.
You mean that?
Well, certainly. All the best hats were grabbed when the store opened this morning.
I bet they were Dillies.
Would you like to see them?
You've already been to the hat sale?
Oh, don't forget the early bird gets the worm.
That sounds like a hat you'd pick out, all right.
Oh, now, come on, George. Let's sharpen our wits with a good old rough-and-tumble discussion of the news. Read some headlines.
No, thanks.
Oh, darling, forget that I'm your wife and think of me only as a great newspaper columnist. If you were married to Walter Winchell, what would you discuss with him?
A divorce.
Oh, George. Now, come on. Shoot some international problems at me and watch me knock them off.
All right, brain thruster. You asked for it. Here's one. It looks like Russia wants a piece of turkey. What should be done about it?
Let them wait till Thanksgiving like everyone else. Second question.
How can automobile manufacturers speed up production?
Make more automobiles. Third question.
Will Truman run in 1948?
If people don't stop hounding him, he may start running before them. Fourth question.
To stop inflation, how can husbands keep their wives from buying so many new clothes?
Fifth question.
I like the fourth question.
Maybe you better give me the paper, huh?
I thought so.
Oh, here's the Hollywood news. My goodness. There were 10 couples married in Hollywood yesterday.
Good.
Yeah, but 10 couples are getting divorced today.
Same number.
Same couple.
I see.
Oh, here's an interesting item. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer is going to make a picture out of that best-selling book, The Hucksters. And they're trying to get Clark Gable for the lead.
Sounds great.
But that book is all about radio. Why pick Gable?
Because he's handsome, talented, and loaded with sex appeal. That's why.
But I know a man who has the same qualifications plus 15 years' experience in radio.
You mean...
His initials are GB, and I don't mean Jack Benny.
You mean me?
Exactly. Well, you'd be perfect as the lead in The Hucksters. Well, now, let's look at your qualifications. You know all about radio. Check?
Check.
You're a fine actor. Check?
Check.
You're good looking. Check?
Check.
You love to give your wife money. Check?
Check. Wait a minute. What's that got to do with it?
Oh, nothing, but I thought as long as I had you rolling, I'd throw it in.
Forget this silly idea, Gracie. They'll never consider me if they can get Gable.
Oh, they will, too. Come in.
Good morning, all.
Oh, good morning, Meredith. Meredith, you're the first to hear the news. George is going to be a movie star.
Oh, Gracie.
He is?
Yes, he's got to replace Gable.
Golly, do you think he's the right shape?
Well, sure, he's built like Clark Gable.
Oh, Gable. I thought you said Grable.
Believe me, that makes just as much sense. Gracie has a wild idea that I should be the leading man of the Hucksters, but I want no part of it.
Well, gosh, George, if I had a chance to be a movie star, I'd jump at it. My girl Goldie'd be awfully impressed.
You've got a girl, Meredith?
Yeah. She's a waitress at Joe's Swordfish House. Formerly Joe's Steakhouse.
Well, Meredith, have you told her you love her?
Oh, I haven't gotten up the nerve to speak to her yet. But it's wonderful just to sit there and thrill to the touch of her hand.
The touch of her hand? How do you manage that?
I pour soup on my shirt and she wipes me off.
Meredith, that's no way to start a romance. Look, kid, I'm going to buy a book called How to Make Love.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, George. And after you've read it, lend it to Meredith.
I'll do that.
I'll answer it. Meredith, you talk to George and try to convince him that he should replace Gable.
Very well, Gracie. Now, George, if I were you...
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman. Say, I want to see if you agree with me on something.
What is it, Mrs. Burns?
Well, I read that Clark Gable was going to play the lead in the Hucksters. But I know another man who'd be much better. He's the Gable type, only handsomer and more virile. You know who I mean.
Oh, sure. But if I quit this job, I'll lose my pension.
Oh, no, I didn't mean you, Mr. Postman.
But you gave a perfect description of me. And I can just hear the slogan ringing forth now. The postman's back and Garson's got him.
But your wife, Bertha, is awfully jealous.
Yes, you're right. She changed that slogan to, Garson's dead and Bertha did it.
Well, there's nothing for you to worry about, Mr. Postman, because the man I have in mind to replace Clark Gable is my husband, George Burns.
Your husband?
Yes.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Ah, good old Indian summer. Meredith, you know, Victor Herbert really had something there.
Yes, he did, Bill. It's a great melody, Indian Summer, and a great time of year, too. Won't be long now. Just when folks have hauled out the heavy blankets and settled down for some real wintry weather, why, along it'll come. Mild and sunny and welcome as a day in June.
And just as pleasant, Meredith. There'll be a smoky haze in the autumn air to blend with the bright, cheerful colors of the turning leaves. And we'll marvel once again at the unique beauty that Indian summer brings to the American scene. You know, in its own way, Maxwell House, too, is a very real part of the American scene, now and the whole year through. For just as coffee is America's favorite drink, so Maxwell House is the country's favorite coffee. Bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price, it's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor tells this popularity story, of course. The rich, vigorous Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these premium Highland-grown Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. All of which adds up to great coffee at its flavor peak. So, friends, why not know the very best in coffee pleasure, coffee goodness? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Simply say, Maxwell House, always good to the last...
drop.
I can see the headlines now. George Burns replaces Clark Gable as star of the Hucksters. I think I'll call Luella Parsons.
Just a minute, Gracie. I'm not going to replace Gable. Now forget it.
But, darling, the part is made for you. It's all about radio, and you're Mr. Radio.
Me?
Oh, yes. Before you came along, radio was a toy, a plaything. People laughed at it. But believe me, when you came on the radio, they stopped laughing.
Yeah.
And not only were you a pioneer, but you're still the number one man. Why, the president of NBC told me that television would collapse without you.
He said television would collapse without me?
Yes, sir. He said, Mrs. Burns, your husband, practically single-handed, is holding up television.
I wonder how he meant that.
Well, he meant that you're great, the greatest man in the history of radio.
Oh, honey, don't say that. What would we do if it hadn't been for the inventor, Marconi?
We'd eat spaghetti. Besides, what's that got to do with radio?
Nothing. I lost my head. Now, look, Gracie, granted I know the radio business backward and forward, but that doesn't mean I can replace Clark Gable. Why, Gable is a foot taller than I am and twice as handsome.
On the screen, yes. But that's all trick photography and stuff. Take off Gable's built-up shoes and he probably stands 4'10".
Gracie.
The terrific figures you see on those screen heroes are not theirs. Why do you think they have to get to the studio so early in the morning? To be made up? No, to be laced up.
Look.
At least you wouldn't have to do that, George.
Well, no.
I could lace you up at home like I always do.
Gracie, you've got an exaggerated idea of how much they change movie stars' looks.
No, I haven't. They stick putty noses on them, false eyelashes, toupees.
Honey, relax. Believe me, Clark Gable looks just the same in person as he does on the screen.
Oh, George, how little you know of Hollywood. Well, with a little makeup, they can make a person look years younger. How old would you say I looked in my last picture?
About 25.
Now, you see, they can make you look older, too.
Honey, if Gable wasn't tall and handsome, he couldn't take out all those beautiful actresses. I don't think they use any tricks on him.
They use tricks on all of them. Look at Johnny Weissmuller in those Tarzan pictures.
Now, don't try to tell me that he wears built-up shoes. He goes barefooted.
Oh, sure. Well, they've got another trick to make him look big. You know those lines he's always grappling with?
Yeah.
Those aren't lines. Those are Cocker Spaniels made up.
Gracie.
Oh, I don't say it's only men they use tricks on. Take Betty Grable. Her legs look pretty nice on the screen, huh?
And how?
Well, trick photography. From the waist up, it's Grable. From there down, it's Errol Flynn.
Forget it. And forget all this stuff about Gable being short and chubby. Believe me, in person, Gable is tall, handsome, and terrific. And now I'm going to the cigar store. See you later.
I won't forget it. I'm going to call Clark Gable and talk to him about this. Where's that phone book? Here. Gable. Ah, here we are. Gable, Arthur, Gable, Betty, Gable, C. That must be Clark. When I tell him about George, I'll bet he'll be glad to step aside.
Hello?
Hello. Is Mr. Gable there?
Yeah, just a minute. I'll call him.
On second thought, I'm kind of curious to see Mr. Gable in person.
Okay, come on over. He's right here.
Oh, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, Charlie, some woman is coming over to see you.
Yeah, probably a dame who left something in the back of my taxi cab. You ain't jealous, are you, baby?
Jealous of you with that puss of yours? You could put Lena the hyena in your taxi cab and she wouldn't give you a tumble.
Oh, yeah? Listen, I haul them movie dames around in my cab, and then I have to come home and look at your kisser.
Why, you broke
shut up.
Don't you tell me to shut up, Charlie.
Shut up.
You sort of hunk of luck.
Yeah.
Hello, is Mr. Gable here?
I'm Gable.
You?
Sure.
I knew it, I knew it. They can work miracles.
Huh?
How tall are you, Mr. Gable?
5'3", what?
Imagine wearing heels a foot high. How much do you weigh?
310 pounds, but
I... Oh, you poor man, how those laces must hurt.
Look, lady,
And your face. I wouldn't have believed Putty could do it.
Lady, would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Well, frankly, Mr. Gable, you're not quite what I expected. Do you really take those Hollywood actresses around?
Oh, plenty of them. I took Lana Turner to the truck last week, and just last night I took Lauren Bacall to the Macumba.
My goodness.
Then I drove her home and she slipped me $5.
She paid you?
They all do. I ain't hauling them around for nothing.
But Lauren Bacall is married to Humphrey Bogart.
So what? He came along, too.
How modern.
Hey, look, what you come to see me about, lady?
Well, it's about my husband, George Burns.
Oh, you want me to take him someplace?
Oh, no, you wouldn't enjoy it. He's a terrible dancer.
I don't get it.
No, well, all I want you to do, Mr. Gable, is to say that my husband can play the lead in The Hucksters.
So let him play it. What's it to me?
Well, can I tell him you said that?
Well, sure, but I don't see what...
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gable. Thank you a million times. You'll never regret your generosity. Goodbye.
What a dame. If this wasn't Hollywood, I'd say she was nuts.
Now, Meredith Wilson and his chiffon music, Gershwin's Liza.
Got the most wonderful news.
What now?
Well, I've seen Clark Gable in person, and he's an absolute mess. You look just as good as he does.
Gracie.
And what's more, he said he'd be glad to step aside and let you play the lead in The Hucksters.
Will you stop making up those fantastic fibs?
Fibs? George Burns, how dare you say such a thing? Have I ever told you a fib?
How about the one you told to get that new dress? Or how about the one you told about the dental offender? Or the one you told about...
Oh, stop beating around the bush. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
But now I'm telling you the honest truth. I just spoke to Clark Gable.
Gracie,
and
I've heard enough. I know it's not the truth. But even if it was, I'd never replace Gable. I couldn't equal that guy's personality in a million years.
But, George...
Forget it. I'm going into the den.
Oh, that stubborn little genius. He's got Gable's looks. Now he thinks he doesn't have his personality. Let's see, now, what is Gable's personality? Well, he's masterful. So strong and masculine that women are scared of him. Well, I'll have to convince George that he can frighten women.
Hi, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill. You're just in time to give me some advice.
Yeah?
How can I convince George that he's frightening?
Hold a mirror up in front of him.
Oh, no, Bill. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build up his confidence so he'll agree to replace Clark Gable and the Hucksters.
George replace Gable?
Well, yes. Don't you think he's got something Gable hasn't got?
Well, yeah, and if Gable had it, he'd shoot himself.
I really think George would be magnificent in that picture. When people see him, they'll love him as much as I do. I want to share my little huckster with everyone.
Tell me something, Gracie. Why do you love that little schnook so much?
Why do I love George Bird?
Yeah.
Why, just look at his... And how about the way he... Oh, the many times that he's... And don't forget his... And you ask me why I love George.
You know, for a minute, I didn't think you'd have a reason.
Oh, Bill, come on and help me. Go in the den and convince George that he's the caveman type, strong and powerful. Point out his muscles to him.
Who's going to point him out to me?
Please.
Okay, I'll try, Gracie. Well, hello, George, old man. Put it there. Give me some skin, Kim. Huh? Slip me some hide, Jekyll. Shake, pal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shake hands.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill.
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh! You broke me with a hand! You broke me!
I barely squeezed it.
You don't know your own strength, you brute. You broke me with a hand. Now they'll have to shoot me.
Shoot you?
Yes. What's the use of living if I can't pick up a cup of Maxwell House coffee? Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Now you broke my widow hand and I can't drink it.
Bill, even if I did hurt your right hand, that wouldn't keep you from drinking Maxwell House coffee. Haven't you any left?
George, when I drink Maxwell House coffee, I never have any left.
Oh, he made a commercial.
Yeah. You see, the careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting give Maxwell House that famous flavor. In fact, it's so wonderful that it's bought by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. So insist on Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Oh, you broke your hand yet.
You crushed it to a pulp, that's what you did. Now I'm through in sports. I was supposed to pitch tonight.
I didn't know you played baseball.
Who's talking about baseball? I got a date tonight. That's when I really pitch.
Goodbye, funny man.
So long, caveman.
Well, Bill, did you convince him he's the Gable type, strong and rugged?
No, Gracie. He knows he's a weakling.
He is not. George is just as manly as the next person.
Yeah, unless the next person happens to be a man.
Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself. I'll go in and make him believe that he's the most masterful, domineering, frightening man who ever lived. George?
Huh?
Oh, that voice. That vibrant, booming voice.
Huh?
Oh, what strength. What power. When you say, huh, you really mean, huh?
Huh?
Oh, there it goes again. Oh, I tremble when you speak. My bones turn to water, but I love it.
Look, Gracie.
Turn me to water again, George. Splash me around. Pour me down the drain.
What
What is this?
Oh, it's the grip of your personality. If a harsh word should pass your lips, the whole world would turn dark.
Oh, stop.
Oops, the light's out.
Will you please settle down and tell me what you want?
I want to serve you, Master. You're the captain of my fate.
I'm the captain?
Aye, aye, sir.
Gracie.
What would you like for dinner?
I don't care.
You'll get it. Your word is law.
Look.
What force? What vigor? I'm putty in your hands, George. Just putty.
You are, huh?
Yes. Stick me in a crack. Shove me in a knot hole.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, George, now you're getting angry. You're going to beat me again, aren't you?
Are you nuts? I've never beaten you.
Who won at gin rummy last night?
I did.
Beat me again, George. Oh.
This is murder.
What a man you are. I'm the dirt beneath your feet.
Now, Gracie.
Dig me, Daddy. Plow me under.
Now, look.
Why, you're twice the caveman Gable is.
Gable, I knew it was Gable. We're back to that again. Now, for the last time, I'm not going to make the picture.
But Gable said you could.
Oh, stop with that.
All right, I'll prove it.
Who are you calling?
Clark Gable, that's who. I'll show you I wasn't lying.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Gable. Mr. Gable, it's me again. I want you to talk to my husband. Here, Judge.
Hello, Mr. Gable.
Yeah?
Did you tell my wife I could play the lead in the Hucksters?
Sure.
Well, gee, thanks, Mr. Gable. What can I do for you?
Call me whenever you need a taxi.
Taxi? Aren't you Clark Gable, the actor?
No, I'm Charlie Gable, the cab driver.
I see. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gracie, Mr. Gable drives a taxi.
Realizes he's through in pictures, huh?
He never was in pictures. You got the wrong Gable. This guy is Charlie Gable.
Then Clark Gable isn't short and fat and...
No, he's tall and handsome. Well, do you still think I can take Gable's place?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Certainly. You can drive a taxi.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop.
Gracie, I'm glad you gave up the silly idea. I could never replace Clark Gable in the Huckster.
I haven't given up. I've changed my mind. After all, there's only one difference between you and Gable. He's got a mustache.
Gracie, from the lip down, we're not exactly twins either. His neck is bigger. His shoulders are bigger. His chest is bigger.
Oh, don't worry. When you get down to your feet, he won't be in your class.
And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Get Bird's Eye. Get Bird's Eye green beans or wax beans. Both of them have that garden fresh goodness. Both of them come stringless and clean, ready to cook in tempting 1-inch cuts. One box of Bird's Eye green or wax beans serves 4 people. Get summer sweet Bird's Eye green beans or wax beans tomorrow. Remember,
it can't be the same if it ain't got that name. Get Bird's Eye frosted food.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.